The shaman's death, contract revocation. I call to my sacred spirit spread, that which aids me in understanding my infinite spirit. The healer's tools have been laid out in ceremonial fashion. I call to the four elements and bring their essence into my sacred healing space in equal co-creation with all sentient kind. I call to the ancestors of this medicine regarding to bring communal balance with the words being manifested in the now. I call to the dreamers of the southern skies, our mediums, to the innocence of our seven future generations. In this shamanic moment of no time, now I co-create this communal reading for all sentient kind living on earth now. The shaman's death is the lesson of the now. It speaks of life, death, and rebirth as a cyclical process of understanding who we were and who we are now. With every death, there is a rebirth of the self. Some cyclical form shedding of the old self requires us to look at our habit patterns of life. Many patterns lead us out of balance with our needs. Often we confuse our needs with our desires. This is the nature of shaman's death, to see how habitual habit patterns create shells. We must learn to discard in this ever-evolving dance of spirit life, balanced with real life. At times we take back old shells we discarded long ago, just to feel safe and secure. This is the other teaching of the shaman's death. With the new requires new creation, so the body is involved with the whole process of self-evolution. The body is what houses the skills and all habit patterns used to function with the holographic reality blending into our dreaming experience of belief. The temporal people of the now are the only ones who have this experience of shedding and creating cyclical with Mother Nature. We, the people of now, have forgotten the detailed ways of our ancestors. So many of us have been brought up on the bosom of mass media. They don't know the truth of our bare feet touching the ground without the chatter of the world entertainment in earshot, the songs of the birds in the jungles, the chorus of crickets, of flocks of geese speaking the sacred words as they had in seasonal directions. How do we teach our people to let go of the tit that milks their knowingness from the very breath they breathe? We do this by creating a legacy of truth that our seven future generation ancestors can touch, feel, and know is future now real. To follow the sacred path of living the shaman's death daily is the greatest discipline one can teach themselves during these times of generational change. Look deep into the way you live your life. What can you do to make sacred something in your own belief system? What can you do each day to let go of fear, envy, and jealousy, or the three nags of shame, blame, and guilt? See how we torture ourselves with perceived debt created by others. See how you can come to the cyclical process of letting go with the best of intentions, so all that comes back to you is perfect synchronicities with great mystery. I call to the great spirit who lives within great mystery, you who is the source of sources. I call to you in this sacred moment of infinite reflection of who I am and what I'm doing in this temporal now. I call to your wisdom so I may see the humbleness of my position within my own soul family interaction, so I may nurture all my past and future generations with the wisdom of living in the now. The red coral of the great oceans of Earth Mother have been held sacred by the indigenous people of all Earth realms since the dawn of conceptual time. Red coral has been used to gauge all forms of time through the process of long-term nurturing and the lessons learned through the allowing time to not affect the nature of our nourishing expression. To nurture oneself is the greatest gift we can return to Earth Mother at this moment in time. By allowing healing to be a process and not an event, we become the greatest wisdom of why red coral is the Earth Mother's blood teacher. Red coral is of earth blood. It is the link to her sacred heartbeat. We all hear deep inside womb time, long before we go through the forgetting of birth canal. Red coral reminds us of the infinite nurturing in the placenta of the mother's womb. It also teaches us when we leave the womb to experience. At birth, a new sacred placenta of void energy encompasses us and our life walk. This new placenta is what we make sacred through the learning of what is in our DNA, our very blood that procreates our version of life on this world. Red coral comes from the great water nurseries of life, the places the whales, the dolphins, and tunas go to spawn seven future generations of Earth life. We all share red blood on planet Earth. It's the gift she gave us so union and communion can exist at all levels of creating within Earth realm. Red coral of Earth's water nurseries represent the very essence of nurturing womb time. We, the generations of the now time, bear the responsibility of acting in the now. The ancestors of the past gave us our traditions, cultures, and esoteric practices for us to learn. For the future to exist in the now, we must learn how to live in balance with the ancestors of the lands we live on, be it concrete jungle, urban sprawl, or ancient forests. We are the ones who act in the now. For the future to exist, we must nurture it with a passion spark. Each person will have an individual journey back into the natural way of life. Our former experience will color our future experience and continue to co-create until we make a clear separation of conscious application of the sacred art of our daily life walk. We all have earned the rites of passage through living on Earth. At this moment, suspended in no time, I choose to engage my natural rights as a sovereign born being, born on Earth Mother, through the natural way of the womb of a sacred feminine. I recalibrate all of my soul frequency to the natural way by making the very choice you have earned the rites of passage into the next level of knowingness and wisdom link with the infinite soul. Each being on Earth seeks their own way to connect to the infinite being they are. The process always comes to an understanding of scale and size in which our other self works at. We walk the rites of passage and we finish the old. We do not fall back into the old way self-deception and self-perversion of sacred living. By accomplishing the rites of passage means you must upkeep your continuous co-creation with Earth Mother's realm. It is your sovereign duty. We do this by our elemental connection to all that is. The four-legged, the winged ones, the scaled, the soft-shelled, the birds, the bees, the ducks, and the dinosaurs all have a place in great mysteries plan.